Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, mamas. I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're talking about parenting with grace. When was the last time you swore your eardrums could burst with all the noise, crying, and whining coming from your kids? For me, that was, this morning, like an hour ago. When your toddler is throwing a fit and your baby is crying for no apparent reason, it's hard to parent with grace. When your kids are fighting and bickering over something absolutely ridiculous, it's hard to parent with grace. And when you can't even hear yourself think and you feel like your head could explode, it's hard to parent with grace. Recently, I was going on my morning walk with the babies after dropping off my older kids at school, and another mom commented on how I handle parenting 4 kids so gracefully. And to say that that compliment was welcomed is an understatement, especially since my life right now feels like a never-ending series of battles with these little people, one of which you can hear because I'm holding him as I'm recording this. And listen, I'm not even going to pretend to have all the answers. I don't have the answers. But what I do have are reasonable suggestions for getting through those inevitably unsexy moments without losing your mind. This is how I personally parent with grace and some of the key practices I pass on to my fellow sexy mamas, yourself now included. Now, since I love breaking things up into actionable steps, here are 3 bite-sized chunks for you to chew on. Step 1, embrace the chaos of the moment. Yes, you heard that right. Embrace it. It's reality. It's happening. It's out of your control. So take a deep breath and take it all in. This is your life, your story. You were chosen to be the mama of your children, and no one else can mother your kids like you do. And part of every woman's parenting journey involves a bit of chaos. Step 2, find the humor. Hold on to what's left of your sanity and exploit it with some funny. And I can't tell you how many times both our babies are having these inconsolable meltdowns at the same time, and my husband and I look at each other knowingly as if to say, of course they're doing this to us at the same time. And there's nothing like a little humor to lighten up what can easily turn into a really gloomy mood. Step 3, remember that it's all temporary. Your toddler won't be teething forever, your baby will fall asleep eventually, and your kids will get over their obsession with Justin Bieber or Katy Perry. Literally everything is temporary. Now, some temporary experiences may last longer than others and feel like an eternity, but this too shall pass. So rejoice in the fact that the particular struggles of your current season will not last forever. But the same goes for the really awesome moments of your mom life. So when those good, sweet, peaceful moments come, relish every second. And also, please know that it's okay to have a moment. You know, have a moment. There are some times that a good cry releases the built-up tension of the day, or of the hour, or the week, whatever it is in your case. Nobody has their stuff together all the time. It's just not possible. It's not realistic. And if you've somehow managed to keep your head on straight 100% of the time, you deserve to win all the medals in the imaginary Mom Olympics. However, I have a sneaking suspicion that we are both in the same boat when it comes to having a mommy moment. But just love on your kids, trust your instincts, and rest in the fact that you can parent with grace, even in the midst of a particularly challenging day or week like we've been having here. Just please keep that in mind, and that'll help you get through the tough times. Now, before wrapping up for today, I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in every week and for sharing, subscribing, for commenting, leaving your ratings, and checking out all the resources on sexymamamovement.com. I appreciate your support so much, and I hope that this is helping you in some way. And if so, I would love to hear from you, any comments, questions that you may have, ideas on things that you would like to hear about personally, you can email them to me at lucy@5minutestosexy.com and check out the show notes for the email address on the website that I just mentioned to you all. Well, that's it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.